Yo, what's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the LeBron Feed. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd, with CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audio video coverage of NBA basketball. And today is your episode for Wednesday, March 27th. So the Los Angeles Lakers, they got a very impressive win last night in the game where LeBron James played well. Lance Stephenson absolutely crossed up a defender, but the Lakers looked like they were having fun playing basketball. That is something definitely to note. Yes, maybe the Lakers should be losing games, but I think this is good for LeBron James and just the image and the aura of the Lakers. Getting back to winning some games, finish out the season, yes, you're going to sacrifice maybe having a little bit of a higher draft pick, but I think overall this is good for the organization and for the Los Angeles Lakers. Like I said, they actually looked like they enjoyed playing basketball last night. So that was definitely a good thing to see. Now, who was going to be the coach of the team next year? Because it's more than likely not going to be Luke Walton. So we all are pretty much in agreement that Luke Walton is on the hot seat. His job could very well be gone, and he may be coaching at UCLA or somewhere else next year. Who will then be the head coach for this job if it does open up? Remember, Luke Walton still could potentially come back, but if it does open up, who could be that next coach? Well, the report's going out right now that the favorite, the heavy favorite, is actually Tyronn Lue. Ty Lue is the favorite to be the next head coach. You know his history with LeBron James back in Cleveland. You know Ty Lue is, I say, a pretty decent coach. I don't put him in the top tiers. He's not the worst coach. He's kind of in that middle line when it comes to coaching. I think he's decent, but he has that relationship with LeBron James. He's a former Laker. That also is going to help as well. He's a player's coach. That is going to help attract other players to actually come and play for them. So I'm not 100% against it. Don't love it. Not 100% against it. But currently, as it stands right now, that is the favorite to be the next head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, who is going to be the guard for the Lakers? Are they going to trade these young guys? Are they going to try to get a Kyrie Irving? Or will they retain Lonzo Ball? Currently, Lonzo Ball is at odds with, it looks like, his father, but for sure he's at odds with Big Baller Brand. Yes, he owns 51% of it, but he has distanced himself from it completely, so much so that Lonzo Ball has even covered up his Big Baller Brand tattoo. Yes, Lonzo Ball officially got ink to cover up the tattoo that he made, and it may be a pretty big decision to actually come out and just replace that. The NBA made him, of course, cover it up because you cannot have logos during NBA games. He's not going to have that issue anymore. He would not have to cover it up because he covered up the tattoo himself. I think overall, though, Lonzo Ball should come back into the next season. I think probably the best we've ever seen him. I think this summer, he's going to have to refocus on his game because at the end of the day, Big Baller Brand, his dad, LeVar, all of that stuff that kind of gave him the hype, his game is why he got here. And that's why he was a top draft pick because he was a good player with a lot of potential. I hope he gets back into the gym. I hope he focuses 100% on basketball. I'm actually looking forward. Never thought I would say this. I'm looking forward to what Lonzo Ball could bring to the Lakers next season. But that is everything that we have for this episode. As usual, guys, make sure you guys go ahead and follow me on Twitter at DLloydTV. That is DLLOYDTV. Also, make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast from. And keep it locked to CLNSmedia.com for all your latest news regarding NBA basketball. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd, and I will see you guys again on Friday. Peace.